No one's drinking anymore.
That's sad.
Well, yeah, only 54% of U.S. adults say they drink alcohol. That's the lowest rate that Gallup has recorded since tracking began 90 years ago.
It's because weed, it's edibles and
no,
it's not. Gummies.
Nope, and they've looked at that. They're trying to figure out, like, what in the hell? Why aren't people drinking anymore? And it says, yeah, some connected the falling alcohol sales to the rise of recreational marijuana, but a Gallup director who looked at all of the research said rolling fatties doesn't appear to be causing the seismic shift.
So, like, maybe people are worried about weight gain and alcohol is just empty calories?
They're just losers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This economy sucks for people who don't have good jobs.
They have no money?
It's expensive.
No, that's the last thing you give up when you're broke.
Nah, it's an expensive hobby.
I see. I've drank with so many poor people.
I get it, but...
They'll skip food before they skip booze.
You think those people are doing a Gallup poll?
Yeah.
I'm just saying the sales of booze going down doesn't make any sense.
Are they talking about in grocery stores or in bars?
Doesn't
in
matter. Bars, it's, it's all sales. All sales.
I mean, you're talking about
from the source to the distributor. So it's like if the distributor would know, it's like, hey, you need more beer over there? No, we still got the beer from the last time you sold us beer. What do you mean? Usually you get through four cases a day. Well, now we're only going through two cases a day. Now I don't know what's happening.
Because as I mentioned, my bottle of wine is $19.
And that's a scene of a distributor talking
nicely
to a...
Nicely done.
Pretty good.
But if you're out at an airport or a bar, I'm paying $14 for a glass of not even that good of wine.
Well, if someone's at the airport,
I'm not doing
I really
that.
Doubt they're poor. I mean, as a point, they're not traveling by
But I'm saying, no, at a bar. At a bar. You
Do
pay
they have
$12.
Bars and Greyhound bus stations?
$12 for a glass of wine?
There's another billion-dollar idea.
Or is it bus station?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or maybe it's a beer vending machine. I mean, at least something.
Yeah. You're not driving.
Yeah, it says, because 53% of Americans view drinking as harmful to your health.
There we go.
That's not true.
That's what they say. I mean, so they're saying 54% of people aren't drinking, and 53% of Americans believe it's harmful for your health. Yeah. I don't look around America and think people are really concerned. 53% of Americans are concerned about their health.
Oh, you know what I bet it is? It's the Ozempics and the Mounjaro because you stop drinking on that stuff. It doesn't taste as good anymore.
There's that many people on it?
I think so, Frank.
You're wrong again.
Okay, I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, because they looked
I can't understand.
They looked at like the gender breakdowns, and it says it doesn't matter. Rates of consumption have fallen within every category you can imagine in the last 2 years, including age, income level, gender, even political affiliation.
Hmm.
Who do you think drinks more, Republicans or Democrats?
I would say Republicans.
Yeah.
I'd say Democrats.
Really? Well, Heidi, would we be right here? Is it Democrats? Only 46% of Republicans reported drinking this year. A drop of 19 points from 2 years ago. Democrats dipped 3 points from 64% to 61% over that period. So only 46% of Republicans compared to 64% of Democrats are consuming the booze. But yeah, it's across all, I mean, it doesn't matter, across all categories. You so it's not like, people are on Ozempic, but
maybe
it's
just expensive. It's just expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
It's too much money.
A 19-point drop in the Republican side?
Yeah.
That's a huge drop. That's basically 20%. So, I mean...
Trump don't drink.
I think that's what I was going to say. I think that's got to be one of the influences of this is, you know, it doesn't work for him. So a lot of people are kind of following suit.
Yeah, but are a lot of people spray tanning now? Probably not. I mean, it's not like, well, he doesn't drink. So you quit drinking. All Republicans are orange and sober. I don't think that's everything he's doing they love.
Everybody that he puts in front of the camera seems to have a spray tan now.
Is it really? Is that true?
Have you seen Laura Loomer or Chrissy Noem or anybody that even Steve Hegseth?
They're all orange?
I mean, they all got
Hegseth.
Yeah.
That's just because he has jaundice. His liver is shot.
Keeping the numbers up.
He's one Republican that's still drinking.
He's holding it down.
I saw a thing about as far as eating one crumble cookie, it has 730 calories in it.
Well, those bitches are big too.
So if you get a six pack of Miller, Miller Lite, which only has 96 calories, you get less calories out of a six pack of Miller Lite than you would one crumble.
Yeah, when
cookie.
They do the side by sides of what, like, eat this and not this, eat this, not this. And you're like, damn.
Well,
like,
they've done a side by side of a six pack of beer and a crumble cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my kind of trainer.
Yeah.
Eat this, not this.
It's healthier for you.
Yeah, the drinking rate hovered in the low mid 60s, as far as like 60%, from 1997 to 2023, before falling to 58% last year. They attribute the ongoing decline largely to adults aged 18 to 34.
What a bunch of pussies.
Whose drinking rate has dropped 9% in 2 years. Two-thirds of this group say even moderate drinking, one or two drinks a day, is harmful.
Yikes. I think it's the money.
Yeah, federal guidelines currently recommend that men limit their daily intake to two drinks, and Heidi, women to one and a half. No, one.
Oh, one. Well,
look at you arguing for the crumble cookie and another half a glass.
A big glass. Oh, I got a big glass. It's fine. One. I had one glass of wine.
Yeah, that one.
I've got that glass.
I got
that one
glass.
Bottle glass.
The one that stands in the corner.
So. Yeah, sure. Fill it up. One glass.
Remember that wine glass about ideas?
Yes. Yeah. I lap out of it like a...
Do you still
like
have that, or like did you give that to Goodwill?
No, I still have that.
Is it out in your house as a decoration?
Not currently. There's nothing in my house as a decoration.
But was it before you started redoing the floors? I mean, where do you...
Yes,
do you,
it was in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen? As a glass? Kitchen. I thought you put it in the corner with like rock stones in it or something.
No, you know what I did? I did I bought fake ice cubes. They're little fake ice cubes, and I turned it into like a, and I put a couple bottles of champagne in there just sitting as a decoration.
Oh, nice.
And it's like in, cute. Like, yeah.
So it looks like it's just on ice.
Like a, yeah, it looks like it's on ice. It's cool.
All right. I'm glad you're using it.
Yeah. We'll see if it makes the cut after the remodel. I'll let you know.
Everything's been all updated. It's like, it just doesn't fit anymore.
It doesn't work in here anymore with these brand new floors. But those old, shabby floors that worked great.
Possibly no one has money anymore, but they also say that nicotine now is the preferred vice to beer since Zins became so popular. And that's an expensive to buy a sleeve of Zins. And it's like, you're just going to buy those and just have those in your mouth all day as your whatever stimulant or vice, as opposed to buying beer. Because the share prices for British American Tobacco and Philip Morris are up this year. Meanwhile, the stocks for Molson Coors and Constellation are down. And the beer sales have fallen for 9 straight quarters.
Does Zin get you buzzed like a beer? I don't know Zin.
It's nicotine. So even though you smoke a cigarette, you probably get a buzz. Put it in a dip. You're like, I'm dizzy. I think I'm going to puke.
Who would do that?
And then you can get different strengths of Zins, I think. You can get like,
when you try to
4 milligrams,
6
milligrams, 15.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So, big business.
Mm-hmm.
But people aren't drinking anymore. Sad, sad news. Sorry, time for a break? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. Don't forget, in the 7 o'clock hour, less than an hour away from a 4-pack of tickets to Not Soak City. And I got the history quiz coming up. Jerry Cantrell going to be playing this Sunday at the House of Blues Anaheim. And also 30 Seconds to Mars. I got 2 tickets to see them this Saturday at the Kia Forum at Ticketmaster.com if you want to get some tickets, okay? The history quiz coming up next. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.